T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
WTIC, we're talking Sam Bankman-Fried. $8 billion squandered, $11 billion he turned over in forfeiture. Imagine having that much money and blowing it. It's like he's a lottery winner, but he had to work for it. Just kidding. Ralph in South Carolina. Hey, Ralph.
How you doing, Todd?
What's up?
Actually, I'm in Connecticut.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm up for Easter with the family.
It's funny, and the phone connection isn't as good.
Really? That's kind of surprising. I'm on the road, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, we're getting a little echo. But go ahead, make a point, because we don't have a ton of time right here.
Well, Todd Freeman donated tens of millions of dollars to Democrats. And apparently, and I don't know how true this is, but they there was a report in the radio that people who lost money will be made whole. They will get their money back by September. I don't know how or why.
Well, there was a forfeiture in there as well. Somewhere they got $11 billion out of the company. So maybe that's going back to all those investors. That's wonderful if that's the case. A lot of that happened with with the guy we were talking about a minute ago, the
Bernie
Sanders. Yeah, I almost said Bernie Sanders. They had a bunch of money that came back from him somehow. I forget how that happened too. But these guys somehow have deep pockets, deeper than it's imaginable.
Well, and I think what may have happened, Todd, and I'm just throwing this out, but it makes sense. Is he was dealing a lot in Bitcoin, and they confiscated a lot of the Bitcoin, and look what happened to the price of Bitcoin.
Are you talking about Bankman-Fried?
It went to $70 a coin. So maybe that's where the money is coming from,
because it's going back up
sky high.
Yeah. Well, that could be, but I don't think it had crashed yet when this happened, but I could be wrong. 860-522-9842. More coming up. Let's get a traffic update, though. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Marcus.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
It's WTIC. Thanks for being here. We're talking about Sam Bankman-Fried. Scumbag or dope? What do you think? 860-522-9842. Maybe a little of both. James in Windsor. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you, Todd? Hey, my opinion, death sentence, capital punishment. And the reason I'm going to explain. People died because they lost money under this man's investment. Okay? People lost their mental capability of existing because this man's manipulation. Okay? So, to me, it's premeditated murder. Especially when someone calls up an elderly person and steal their life savings. Number one, they can't survive. They can't pay their rent. They can't buy medicine. They can't even eat. Okay, so it's a death sentence.
Well, I don't know that he had that as a premeditated goal. He was a guy who had a successful company.
I wouldn't give a rat's ass.
Yes, but in terms of when you convict somebody of murder, you're doing it, that requires intent.
Right. So robbing someone of their income, which will preserve their life, is that not murder?
Not if you don't have the intention of causing their death.
Well, okay. A drunk driver gets behind a car. His intention is not to kill somebody, but with his intoxicated conditions, murder someone with a vehicle.
So you're saying, he kills somebody, and that's why I believe they call it manslaughter for the case
right.
you're. But there's a much better argument to make for the drunk driver, because the drunk driver knows that there's a high likelihood of death resulting from his behavior. I don't know that Sam Bankman-Fried knew he was going to be screwing people out of billions of dollars.
He don't care. He didn't care about what he did. All he was looking about is
yes, but that's why intent. It's just a technicality. If you want to use the word murder, and he should be treated like a premeditated murderer, there has to be premeditation. And
right,
I don't think there was.
His whole intentions was premeditated because his intentions were to get rich at any extent. Now,
well, he did get rich at any expense, and then he took advantage of people and messed up their lives. And whether he did that on purpose or not, I don't know. I think he was scrambling trying to save the company. And wanted to be able to keep it afloat, and felt like other forces were conspiring against him. I can't say I know the answer, but I, you know, that's just the lay of the land, I think. 860-522-9842. James, thank you for the call. Joe's in Naugatuck. Hi, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, Todd?
Thank you for the call.
I'm just one of the small fish in the whole crypto scene, but I was a part of the loss. I took a $1,500 loss, which wasn't much compared to, you know, half the people that, you know, had so much money into the, you know, into Voyager as it was. But I mean, you know, I think he's a scumbag. I truly do. And I believe with the last caller, you know, he knew what he was doing. You know, whether or not he believed that people are going to kill themselves because of it, totally different circumstance. But still at the same point, he knew what he was doing.
Do you think that, do you think he knew that he was running an enterprise that was going to take people's money away, and at what point he came to know that? And do you know if you
maybe when
are...
he started the company, maybe he didn't have like true, you know, true falsehood in his heart. But at the same point, you know, once that money starts talking, you know, next thing you know, it takes over.
Well, that's the part that fascinates me about all this big business, big politics, is the ego. And the way people get distorted and their behaviors get distorted by the exposure to great amounts of power and money. And it just messes people up. And I don't know.
Can't agree more. I mean, especially that type of money.
Yeah. I mean, imagine having $20 billion. Oh, my God. And having the whole world, you know, licking your boots.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's beyond a thought. I mean, it's like winning the lottery almost, you know. But
do you know if
he was able to create this company?
Do you have any idea if you will be getting money back?
I got about $100 back from when they finally liquidated everything. They keep on saying that we're going to get more back. I just don't believe it. I mean, I'll believe it when I see it. You know, it's already going on a year since I last get it. I got a check for about like 25 cents, which was hilarious, you know,
Really?
And then I started getting messages. Oh, why didn't you cash the 25 cent check? And I'm like, seriously, I'm like, I get why they want me to, because then it probably keeps everything going at the same point. But
yeah, it completes the contract.
You know, yeah. Yeah. But at the same point, I'm like, you know what? Screw that 25 cents. I want, you know, my $1,500 back.
Yeah. It does more good. The check does more good on the wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all right, thank you, sir.
Appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Appreciate the phone call. There is, they say, $11 billion that he's forfeited, and that may be that it's been held in limbo pending this this final decision. Thank you for the call, sir. Wayne and Morris. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Todd. I think this guy, Ruben Fried, built a house of cards, knew he was building a house of cards, and just kept going until it collapsed. I think that, you know, when that happened, I think the whole crypto world should have collapsed. That should have been the end of it.
Because you're anti-crypto?
I'm anti-crypto because I don't think it really exists. And it's not backed by any, you know, government or organization or anything. It's just out there in cyberspace.
But that's the appeal of it.
But,
you know,
but why is it appealing to people when you see something like...
Because look at what the government did to us with the COVID spending. You know, they irresponsibly and recklessly shut down the economy and then need us to do things in order that they can shut down the economy. So they pay us bribes with money that doesn't exist. So they take out loans and use that money to pay us so that we won't rebel against the idea that they're robbing us of our businesses and our livelihoods and our economy. And they rob our kids of their educations, you know, and they just spend our money as a way to grease the skids for us going along. And then they cause inflation. So then they cause the big part of it is, though, they cause huge inflation and devalue the currency. And you're saying currency has inherent value, that because the United States of America backs up the dollar, that the dollar is worth a fixed amount, but it isn't.
Not necessarily the dollar, but like silver and gold, for example.
Well, it's perceived value.
Value. Physical. You can hold it in your hand. You can go to the gold store. You can buy the gold. You can put it in your hand. You can bring it home and you can put it in your safe.
You can, yes. But that doesn't mean the market couldn't collapse.
Well, it's never been worth the precious metals have never been worth nothing. Never.
Yes, but the day could be coming where you can just plant seeds and grow gold. We just don't know what kind of technology is coming down the pike.
But I think that the whole crypto world is eventually going to collapse. You're seeing now, you walk through a grocery store or drugstore, and they got crypto coin machines in the store you buy crypto coin. Now, when have you ever seen investment devices put in places like that? I mean, you've never seen it anywhere else.
I don't know. I used to get SNH green stamps when I was a kid.
Yeah, but that's not the same thing. It's.
I'm just
jiving. Putting money into a coin-operated machine in a grocery store.
Look, the dollar is the thing that we trust, that the whole world trusts, that has more value than any other currency on the planet. And that value is something that while people are investing in it, the people who operate it, our government and the Fed, are devaluing it, making it worth less.
Right, because the people keep voting for the wrong government.
But nevertheless, the value of it is based on perception, not on any reality. So your response to that was, yeah. You're right. That's why I'm talking about gold and silver. But gold and silver aren't currency. The thing we use for currency.
But they could be.
They could be. But so your argument against crypto is equivalent to your argument against the dollar.
Well, I don't think it's equivalent. No, I think that the whole crypto thing is a scam. And it has been from the beginning.
Because?
And I think it's going to crash because it's a scam. Because there's really no way to verify its value and where and how it's being used. You can't do that. You know, so you can't do it. Every month you get a statement from your bank that said you made 0.5% on your savings account. That's physical. You could see it. You know what I'm saying? It exists.
Well, it doesn't exist.
A representation of a perceived value exists, just like if
Sam Bankman-Fried sent you a statement showing how much money you had, or Bernie Madoff did. My uncle, who invested with Bernie Madoff, was convinced that he had done the best thing to take care of his wife and his kids after his death. He was planning everything out. And he had the piece of paper that showed the value, but it doesn't mean it lasted. Thank you, sir, for the call and for the little debate there, because You know, these issues are fascinating issues. Mike's in Plainville next. Hey, Mike.
I just don't understand. How long has cryptocurrency been in existence?
Yeah, I don't know, a few years.
What? How can something like this even get off the ground and get out there? People use. I mean,
they invented this thing called the blockchain, which is an automated device that keeps track of these units online in the virtual world, and it only allows a certain number of these units to be created. So people start trading in small amounts of money on these things, and the value shoots up because demand goes up. And then and this is how the value of everything works. There's only so much of it, and you decide the value based on what other people think about it and how other people act with it.
25 years was way, way, way low. I'm sorry. Too many victims.
Would you have given a death penalty?
100 years.
100 years. Okay.
100 years. How many victims were there?
I don't know the number, but it's got to be thousands of people.
It's like an addiction. It's greed is an addiction. You can't control it, and it becomes so powerful.
I like that, Mike. I like that. Greed is an addiction.
That
could open the door for the argument that they are victims.
Now, I bet you when he was arrested and charged, I bet you there are hundreds of people out there scrambling because they were doing the same thing. People out there that are nervous because they're doing the same thing. You know it. I know it. This guy got caught. How many thousands of people don't get caught doing this?
Well, I don't think he was a scammer until his business collapsed, and that's what caused him to do this. I could be wrong about that. I don't really know the timing, and I don't know if we have the information to know that. But he did a lot of stupid things, and he did a lot of irresponsible and criminal things. But he may not have known, if you're not sitting in the courtroom and listening to it all, it's hard to say. Vinny in Farmington. Hi, Vinny.
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon. I have to say two comments, and then is another question. One is, the first comment is, your observation regarding the last call, but the previous one, about comparing the Bitcoin to the dollar. Mm-hmm. I did like that observation, so you did very good over there.
Okay.
The second comment is, given or taken about 2008, I almost bought Bitcoins, which was like a penny at that time. Well, mm-hmm. I didn't. Too bad, because it was something that I didn't go for. Should I have bought 1,000 Bitcoins back then, what would be today worth? So that is my second comment. The other one, there was a previous caller that mentioned about the death penalty
to Bankman-Fried.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, as far as we know, he did not steal from nobody. So people invested. Should people have invested and make money or made money, lots of money, what would be the punishment or the reward to that person?
Well, that's a really interesting question, because there are a lot of people who do a lot of dirty, illegal stuff in order to make their business successful. And because they get successful, they have enough money to smooth over the damage they've done. I'm thinking about that woman who did the blood testing fraud thing. And, I think she was just trying to be good at fraud as she viewed other people in the tech world as being. And she wanted to pull the thing off. Sometimes... the victor is the victor. Thank you, sir, for the call. We've got to get to a traffic update. Mark Christopher, BPS Lawyers, Traffics.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Center. What's going on today? Driving? Is it bad?
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
I can't believe it. Here we are, Thursday afternoon, and Sam Bankman-Fried is never going to get out of prison. Well, at least not for 25 years or so, 23 years. Who knows how long before he gets out. Jeff in Marlboro, what do you think about this?
I wasn't thinking too much about the case, but just more about crypto in general.
Oh, good.
And I got to agree with Wayne from Morris, if I understand correctly what he was saying. You know, I don't know why in the world anyone would want to pay good U.S. dollars for something that doesn't actually exist. And
well, in what way do dollars exist?
I got it, and I'll open up my wallet. I'll show you one. You know, like let me think. You know, you pay me a firm $1,000, and they say, "Oh, look on your computer. Here's your account. You got this much Bitcoin." Okay, let's say this was back in the 1800s or something before computers. You pay me some money, and I'll write you out a receipt that says, Todd, you are now the proud owner of this much Bitcoin. Well, what the hell does that mean?
I think it means the same thing as a dollar. You know, there's plenty of currencies where we've certainly heard stories about countries that are dealing with out of control inflation, where their equivalent of a dollar from a couple of years ago, they need a wheelbarrow to carry all the bills that it takes to make that dollar now. And that's because the perceived value changes. So we think there's something concrete there, but while we're holding that dollar and pushing it across the counter to pay for something, it's losing value because of how the government is messing behind the scenes with the actual value. So we have a perception of reality, but if I'm not mistaken, that value is not a fixed thing. It's not real. We just imagine it and feel secure in it because we feel secure that people will continue to perceive it as having value.
Well, two things, Todd. We can control that value when we vote for the right people and have the right people in government doing the right thing. And B, when they raid terrorist hideouts, you don't find them taking away pallets of Bitcoin. You're taking away boxes and boxes of United States dollars.
Well, I understand the terrorists. I thought the terrorists are very into Bitcoin because they can move it around untraced. And that's part of the appeal. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. Well, it's messy on the roads. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, Mark Christopher has the latest for us. Mark.
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
We're going to get to Alfonso in just a sec, but let's talk to Fred in Middletown. Hi, Fred.
Hey, quick shot on gold versus paper versus Bitcoin. So, first of all, the Constitution speaks to gold and silver coin, right? That's the only, like, legal money. But now, this guy, William Cooper, lays it out. So, $5, $10, $50, $100 worth of gold coin, you could tell the difference. It's a different stack, you know, a different size coin, whereas paper bills. It's just the number on it. Okay, so that's the first suspicious thing. And then the more derivative you get, the more ridiculous it is, and the more opportunity for chicanery and shenanigans. Now, about Bitcoin, like I said, without knowing anything about it, I mean, I might barely comprehend it, but it takes an incredible amount of electricity to keep that whole chain block thing going in, mm-hmm. Etherland. So that's stupid. You could lose your, like an electrical problem and your Bitcoin is gone, and then paper money, okay.
Same with our bank accounts, though, no?
Well, yes. And now, right, exactly, yeah. So you don't,
I just see so many similarities. I think these, so you said the amount of gold, you have different stacks of gold, but those stacks of gold don't represent the same value over time because the perceived value shifts.
The saying that, like everyone says, it was never worth nothing. Gold has been valuable to humans throughout humanity, and it's just, there's nothing you can't do with it, from fillings, it's useful in machinery, the last undiscovered guy by civilization, some bushman, in the rainforest, like if you showed him a gold coin, it would have value to him, he would trade something for it. Gold has interest.
Because we get a glitter in our eye over it, right? But
we would call it tradition, but it's there and it ain't going away and it never will, whereas Bitcoin and various currencies come and go,
Yeah, so that's all I'm arguing is that Bitcoin is like the dollar.
Well, but it's even worse. It's a lot worse.
Because
it doesn't even exist physically. I mean, I guess so you could stash your money and forget where you buried it.
But look, our government, part of the reason Bitcoin and other cryptos are appealing is because they're not controllable by the government. The government can control our dollar, and they keep making it worth less all the time.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there's that. That's a whole other level of argument about that. The Bitcoin is kind of to get out from under the government. And that's real as hell, I guess, while the thing is still there suspended in air like a proper hologram. Yeah.
All right. I like that poetic ending. And we're going to go to another poet. Thank you, Fred. Alfonso McGriff is here. Hartford businessman and writer and thinker and speaker. Alfonso, thank you for being here.
Todd, thank you for having me.
So we were just having a little debate about crypto because of Sam Bankman-Fried and his 25-year sentence today for his little fraud activities. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about it, but I never really understood crypto myself. And then I never took the time to try to understand it.
Yeah, well, it's got that kind of appeal that you just described. It's not all that compelling, except that it's an electronic form of currency because you can imprint into the internet this fixed counting mechanism that keeps track of who owns and how many of a particular thing there are. And because you can do that virtually now, because you can identify a particular thing as being that thing. Remember, they were doing that with photographs and stuff. They would just take a photograph and give it one of these imprints on the internet as being the unique thing that you were claiming it was. And that would allow it to have a value to people that was better. So it's a new mechanism to allow a new technology to do an old thing, which is to create a fixed number of things. And then you start trading them and they get value. I don't know, but we can talk about something else if you have that in your head, something else in your head.
But on the crypto thing, then I heard that if you forget how to access your account, and you could have money in there and it just stays in there forever because you can never get it out.
Oh, yeah, if you lose your password or something. Yeah, that's why password savers are good things. And Post-it notes. Yeah, just like if you go swimming and suddenly your diamond ring isn't on your finger anymore or in your ear. And you are technically the owner of that thing, but you can't, you've lost possession.
Yeah, it's done.
Exactly.
I was thinking about Candace Owens, man.
How come?
I'm a person who's big on being able to share my perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really care if a person doesn't like it or has a problem with it, but I don't like the idea of if I share a perspective that somebody doesn't like, and they happen to have a powerful position and more money than me, then they can use that to try to make my life miserable. Simply because I have a perspective.
They don't like your ideas. It sounds right. Like the new America as compared to the old one, that you believe in the old America in terms of freedom of speech. And we're in this new era where people like to use online social media clout to ruin reputations and stuff to penalize you for having your own thoughts. But I forget who penalized Candace Owens. Who's messing with her?
I don't think, well, I'll say this. When I listened to her speak, she talked about somebody who didn't like her perspective saying that he wanted to bankrupt her.
Oh, yeah, that's an unfortunate approach to the free exchange of ideas.
It's definitely an unfortunate approach to the free exchange of ideas, without a doubt. So, and I appreciate the fact that she's standing on, you know, what she feels. She's standing on her perspective. She's not backing down. And she's not afraid.
That's awesome. And well, she's a tough lady, but she's also got her own power. I don't know who she's up against and how powerful they are, but you know, she's in the public square, and I think she can take care of herself.
Yeah, it's just good to see somebody do it.
Absolutely. We need people like that. If you compare by contrast, the frauds who run the big, powerful universities in our country, the elite universities, the Ivy Leaguers, the Yales and the Harvards and the MITs, and you think about those frauds, the presidents who went up to Congress and acted like they were just Dick Blumenthal or something, talking ragtime in front of Congress. They, you know, America was so disgusted with them, but they don't have that integrity. They don't have that sense of responsibility. Having a position like being the CEO of Harvard University or MIT UPenn. I mean, these are incredible institutions that have massive power, and you sit there and you talk like a weasel because you're afraid some kids will be mad at you and say mean things about you on social media. Come on.
Fear is real. And however fear is used, depending on who it's used against and how much power the person who is trying to instill fear has, fear is real.
Fear is real, but we have to expect that people who have immense power will have a little backbone to not allow them through their spinelessness to degrade the value of the position they're in. So we've got this situation where these great institutions are effectively being defrauded out of their greatness by the people hired to run them, just like what our elected officials do to us.
Well, you know, on the black side of things, as it relates to black people,
mm-hmm.
many of us feel the same way about black billionaires and multi-millionaires.
What do you mean? What did they do?
We ask the question, how much money do you need so you're not scared anymore? So, for instance, if I ask the question about, well, why don't these people, maybe even Obama, for instance, he has incredible charisma and power. Why doesn't he use it to uplift and encourage, you know, black youth throughout the country who would just listen to every word they have? And many of us feel like they are still afraid that somebody will take something from them or remove them from their perch if they do too much for their own people.
Well, how about if they just didn't get to run in the same circles anymore? What if it's just the flimsiest of prestige and ego gratification that causes an Obama to be the... I felt that way about his presidency, too, not particularly with regard to a racial thing, but just that he wasn't a figure of any impact over the long haul. That we'll look back on him in 20 years and 30 years and say, other than creating another expansion of the social safety net that's ruining the country, what exactly got accomplished during his years? I'm not asking you that question, but I'm just saying I feel like it's the same thing. That's consistent behavior from him. I endorse what you're saying. Why would you not, if you're Barack Obama, seek to inspire a generation to change the world, not because of what they could demand for themselves, but what they could demand of themselves?
Right. How he can influence them.
Yeah. He could inspire a lot of people. It's a really good point. I'd never thought about him from that point of view. There aren't many people who offer the kind of leadership that you're talking about, Alfonso.
Well, in the black community, it seems like they are afraid. It seems to us like they are afraid. Mm-hmm. And so if you say something, well, someone might say, well, how come you don't know what they're doing that you don't know behind the scenes? Well, then that still speaks to fear. Why do you have to? Why don't you announce what you do to help your people publicly? And why?
Yeah, but what if they just
do
don't care
behind the scenes?
What if Obama just doesn't care?
This is the you make a great point. That's quite possible, but it doesn't stop the question from being asked.
No, it's a good question.
Are people careful or people don't care? Because again, with social media and everything, we live in an era where it's not. Not caring is a possibility, but fear is also a possibility.
Sure.
Fear of somebody using their power and influence, like that guy said, I want to bankrupt you simply because you have a different perspective or you do something that they don't like.
Yeah. So a lot of people have been fantasizing about how the Democrats can save themselves from Joe Biden being their nominee again. And there's been this fantasy about Michelle Obama. And I've always felt Michelle Obama would never do the thing they're suggesting and step into that position. And the fear is that she's one of the most popular women in America, maybe on the planet, certainly one of the most famous. Why would she trade that for political fisticuffs? And I think maybe that's where Barack is coming from, too. Like, he's got a lot of stature, and that's given to him by other people. It's not about what he's earned. It's about what they believe about him. And he wants to protect that. He doesn't want to take any risks, I guess.
Well, what happened to their vice president? What happened to her?
She's still there.
She was so popular and famous when he was running for president. So what happened to her? It looked like she got put on punishment somewhere. I haven't seen her from her since she was thrown out of a couple of African countries for trying to tell them what to do in their country.
Are you talking about the Vice President Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's she's still working to get what Barack has.
That never happened.
I believe that you are correct. It is always fun to talk to you, Alfonso, and this was one of the funnest times. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. You have a great rest of your day.
Let's do it again soon, sir. Alfonso McGriff, Hartford, businessman, writer, idea guy, 860-522-9842. We've got rants coming up, phone calls, miles to go before we sleep. BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Mark Christopher is boogieing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.